This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Apple has been enforcing strict new privacy policies across its vast network of iPhone and iPad apps. In the process, however, we've learned of some long-standing gaps that may have left users' data vulnerable to abuse. We'll get the very latest from reporter Trip Mickle's Wall Street Journal report. But first, these tech headlines. Twitter has more news for you, more news it thinks you want to follow, at least. It will now suggest news event pages at the top of the news feed in search results and in push notifications, all curated by humans and algorithms. Twitter plans to more aggressively suggest real-time events such as natural disasters and sports. Its latest stab at helping users sort out the vast amounts of information on the social network. China is establishing an electronic ID system to track cars nationwide, adding to a growing array of surveillance tools the government uses to monitor its citizens. Under the plan being rolled out on the 1st of July, a radio frequency identification chip for vehicle tracking will be installed on cars when they are registered. Compliance will be voluntary this year, but will be made mandatory for new vehicles at the start of 2019. The biggest game of this year is coming to the hottest console right now. Nintendo is bringing everyone's combat survival game Fortnite to the Switch, securing the most talked-about game as Nintendo hopes to carry strong sales for its video game console through the machine's second year. Nintendo announced the news this week at its presentation at the annual E3 Video Game Expo in Los Angeles. Fortnite, which analysts estimate has about 50 million players, landed on the Switch Tuesday. Coming up, Apple's new app privacy rules expose old loopholes. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Apple issued new rules for app developers last week designed to limit future data collection and ad targeting. The rules thrust Apple into the role of regulator in the wake of controversy over the misuse of personal data from Facebook, a scandal that has triggered calls for new federal regulations of digital information. Here to talk about what the latest has people talking about is the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle, patching in from our San Francisco bureau. Hi, Trip.
Hey, Tanya.
Let's talk about the new rules first. They are the strictest Apple has ever been with developers. What do Apple's new policies do in terms of protecting user vulnerability?
There's a lot of new language here in these new developer guidelines, but three things jump out as being the most significant. One is that Apple really says to developers that they cannot take contact information, in other words, your contact list on your iPhone, and use that to build a database or sell it to a third party. Same is true of photos. Photos, obviously, as you know, often have metadata embedded inside the photo that identify the location of where a photo may have been taken.
Right.
So in posting a photo to, say, Facebook or something else, you might actually be sharing more information about your whereabouts than you even realize. And Apple sets up some new rules that limit developers' ability to store that information and also to share that information with others. The other thing that they are quite prescriptive about is that apps need to notify users when they're using the microphone or some other tools to track users. That hadn't been spelled out quite as clearly as Apple did in the new guidelines. And lastly, they inserted some clear language around advertising and say that if you as a user run into an ad inside an app, you should be able within that app to figure out why that advertisement was targeted at you. In other words, what information did the app developer or whichever third party provider of that ad, what information did they use to direct that ad to you?
Mm-hmm. So with these new rules, it's kind of like everyone was like, wait a minute, so this wasn't being done before. I'd like to believe apps have nothing on me. But realistically, you speak to a lot of analytics experts in your reporting. How does one analyze this? Not that our data was stolen necessarily, but just that the door was left open to do so?
There's no clear evidence that apps at this juncture previously were taking some of this information from users in a way that violated, you know, essentially what users would expect mm-hmm. in terms of how their data might have been used. Now, that said, we may learn something different later on, but at this juncture, that's not an issue. The way that Apple did put in this new language and inserted these new guidelines. Does raise that question, though. Wait, so in the past, could apps have done that? In the past, they could have. We'll just have to wait and see if there is any evidence of that in the future.
And you also speak to a lot of privacy experts. How satisfied are they with Apple's new stricter policies?
The unanimous opinion was two thumbs up. You know, it's really encouraging to see Apple do this. I think for a lot of people, they don't realize just how much clout Apple has over developers. We're all aware that the App Store is a large vehicle and sales vehicle, but it is exponentially bigger than Google Play sales system for apps. And Apple generates takes about double the amount of total app-related sales in the world compared to what Google generates. And so therefore, apps really need to be available in the App Store if they want to generate money, and they're more likely to comply with these rules because of those financial needs.
That will be a challenge, right, working with these developers. You know, Apple has a lot of challenges. The user data issue will be a big one, but now it needs to balance its new regulations with its need to attract developers.
Right. So Apple clearly is trying to make a push to increase the amount of services revenue it generates. Last year, it generated about $29 billion in sales from services, which are primarily driven by the App Store. So it doesn't want to do anything to estrange these developers, but it also wants to be sure that it's protecting its users. So it's a real balancing act between, you know, keeping developers happy and keeping iPhone customers happy.
Trip Mickle, thanks for the latest.
Thanks so much, Tanya.
That does it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.